Praise the Lord. A very happy Friday to you. We're getting set for the weekend, and I know you are going to have a marvelous weekend. It's day 26 of our 50 days of blessings, and we're having a beautiful time this morning. I'm going to begin by reading from Matthew chapter 13, from verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. The word of God can look mysterious to people of the world. It can look like a parable. It can look like something in a like dark. But to God's children, he says, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. God is not mysterious to his children. Have you ever heard the saying, God works in mysterious ways, or God's ways are mysterious, we're not able to understand his ways, we don't know why he does the things he does? Well, the Bible tells us here that for us, it is given to us the privilege to understand, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. That word mysteries refers to a revealed secret to an initiated few. So when you become a part of God's family, he brings you into knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom. Let's look at verse 6. It says, But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Glory to God. Would you just say that now? Say, Father, I thank you, for my eyes are blessed, so they see, and my ears are blessed, so they hear. Praise the Lord. So God is not a mystery to you. Don't let anybody tell you God is a mystery or we don't understand what he does. He has given you the blessing to know the mysteries of the kingdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I want to read from verse 9. Verse 9 actually is a reference to a scripture, a prophecy in the book of Isaiah. So it says, But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Now, if you were to stop reading at this point, you run away with the idea that, oh, nobody knows the things that God has prepared. Nobody understands him. Eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. It hasn't entered into the heart of man. Remember, he's quoting from an Old Testament scripture in Isaiah chapter 64, right about verse 4. So he's quoting from there. But in the next verse, he says something so remarkable and relevant to us today. So let me read it from verse 9 again into verse 10. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So before, these things were veiled. But now that we have received the Holy Spirit, God's mysteries are revealed to us. The things that he has prepared for us are revealed to us. I love it. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. And that's why the Holy Spirit is so important. Part of his work and ministry in your life is to show you things in the Word of God, the things that God has made available for you. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Oh, this is amazing. The Spirit searches the deep things of God and reveals them to me. That means I can know the deep things of God. Listen, if you know the deep things of God, life can never be a mystery to you. Life can never be a puzzle to you. If you know the deep things of God, you will always know what to do about any situation, any circumstance, any challenge. You will always be ahead of the curve. Verse 11 says, For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God gave us his Spirit to show us the things that he has freely given to us. Why? So that we will enjoy them, so that we will know about them, so that we'll take advantage of them. He's not telling us the things freely given to us of God so that we can hope or aspire for them. No, he's letting us know so that we start enjoying them. We start walking in them. We start living them. That's what God desires. I want to read from Ephesians chapter 1, and I'll take it from verse 17. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You see there again, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. So when you receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation, who of course is the Spirit of God, the eyes of your understanding are enlightened. Why? It says that you may know. And I want you to note this, that you may know, number one, what is the hope of his calling? And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? That's number two. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? That's number three. So among several things that God wants us to know, this particular scripture picks just three. He says, number one, God wants you to know the hope of his calling. Why did he call you? What is the purpose of your life in Christ? God wants to let you know. Number two, he says, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Everything that God has given to you, he wants you to know. God wants you to know. It's good to know the things that God expects of you, but it's also good to know the things that God has given to you. The riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And the Bible actually tells us that these riches are inexhaustible. How much of the riches of God have you tasted and enjoyed? And then number three, he wants us to know the exceeding greatness of his power available to us who believe. Oh, praise the Lord. God wants us to know what he can do for us, what his power can achieve in our lives. He says, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. So he's telling you that the power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to everyone that believes. The power that raised up Jesus from the dead and set him at the right hand of God in the heavenly realms, far above all principality and power, that power is available to you. Oh, wow, wow, wow. This is so amazing. These are the things that the Spirit of God reveals to you so that you will enjoy them, so that you will do them. Oh, I would that you will be at the night of blessing. Make sure you are there. Start planning to come now. We're going to be sharing some of these things about God's riches. We're going to be talking about the power of God available to you. We're going to be talking about the purpose of God for your life, the hope of his calling. We're going to be discussing these and so much more. And as we share them, the Spirit of God will make these things real to you. And you'll find yourself from that day on, journeying in a new direction, a higher life. Glory to God. Remember the dates are Friday, September 12th, 2025, 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square, Lagos. Glory to God. Start planning now. Let me know you are planning to be there. Confirm your seat reservation. Confirm your bus reservation. Start planning now about, find out about the car parking, the security, the feeding, everything that's been made available for you for that night so that you are comfortable in the presence of the Lord. Make up your mind to be there. Call or send us an SMS on 090-764-15312 or go to our website, anightofblessings.org. Start preparing now. Start praying now. The Spirit of God is going to be there, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, and you're going to discover wonderful things in the Word of God, things that will transform your life, things that will change your life. And the power of God, the same power that raised up Jesus from the dead, will be demonstrated that night. Every sickness, every disease, every infirmity will bow in the name of Jesus by the power of the Spirit of God. Start planning now. If you know somebody who needs a miracle, let them know Night of Blessings is for them. We're coming with blessings of salvation, blessings of healing, blessings of encouragement, blessings of comfort, all kinds of blessings just for you. Make sure that you're there. In the next few minutes, Pastor George is going to come and talk to you about the program and give you some information on how to start preparing yourself. And then if you've not been born again, you've not received the Holy Spirit, today is the day for you. He will pray for you to be saved and also to receive the Holy Spirit. As you journey into this weekend, go with the knowledge that you know the Lord, he knows you, and you have received his Spirit. Your life will not be the same again. I'll be with you again tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of today and a glorious weekend. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for your word of blessing to us today. It's such a beautiful and comfortable feeling knowing that as his children, God is not mysterious to us and that he has given us the privilege to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Thank you, ma'am. And to you, our listeners, I'm sure you've been inspired and strengthened by the words of blessing you just received from my dear Pastor Diola Phillips. You know, it's such a beautiful feeling knowing that we have eyes that see and ears that hear. Now, just think about the fact that if you're born again and you've received the Holy Spirit, the mysteries of the kingdom are revealed to you by God's Spirit, because the Holy Spirit reveals the deep things of God to you. And the consciousness of this truth will cause you to always have clarity on any situation, and you will always be ahead of the curve. Thank you, and God bless you. And if you're not yet born again, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you, Father, because these ones shall shine as light in their world. They will testify of your faithfulness and of your loving kindness in their lives. They will fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, O God, and they'll be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you haven't received the Holy Spirit, let me pray for you. I declare that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you receive the Holy Spirit now. You receive it now. It is done unto you now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So congratulations, you are now born again. But please reach us. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and to begin enjoying this life of blessings that the Lord has made ready for you. And if you have testimonies from listening to our dear Pastor Diola Phillips during these 50 days of blessings, or you have questions or you have prayer requests, please reach us on our number, that 0907-641-5312. Thank you so much. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, this is going to be a glorious night, a night filled with the Word of God, filled with testimony, filled with miracles of healing, of salvation, and I'm sure you don't want to miss it. Now, for your free seat reservations or other information concerning the program, information about security, your parking arrangements, please go online to anightofblessings.org. We have the following social media handles for A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips. The King's Chart handle is at LGZone5. The Syflix handle is A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips. For YouTube, it's A Night of Blessings. On Instagram, it is A Night of Blessings. On TikTok, it's ANOFB2025. And on Twitter, is ANOB2025. And on Facebook, it's A Night of Blessings. And if you live in Lagos, we have free bus shuttle arrangements to transport you from where you are and bring you to the venue of the program. So please reach us on our number, that's 0907-641-5312. Reach us on that number also for any inquiries you may have. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you, and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say